Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! All right, we are now officially live. This is the most unique start to a podcast we've ever had. I hit the record button. I smashed my finger on my microphone because of the excitement here. But if that's anything to show you, this episode is going to be good because I have the one and only Savannah Arroyo in the house. Savannah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Amazing, amazing. So a little backstory here. Let's get into it. You just released the book Passive Profits. Can you talk to us a little bit about your background and what made you decide to write this incredible book that is now titled Passive Profits?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I'm a nurse. I've been a registered nurse over 10 years now. And it was really, really throughout my nursing career, I've always been drawn towards process improvement and leadership. I love learning how things work. And so early on, I went back to school. I got my master's degree in nursing leadership and administration and started climbing that corporate ladder at healthcare. I had my eyes set on becoming a CNO, a chief nursing officer, and started making my way towards that. And it wasn't until beginning of 2020, after having my second daughter, that my priorities started to shift. And I realized how dependent I was on that W-2 income coming in. I had to hand over both my daughters at 3 months old so I could go back to work. That was my only source of money coming in. And so my husband and I started looking at alternative ways to invest and grow wealth, stumbled upon real estate investing for obvious reasons. It's one of the best ways out there to grow wealth. And we went all in on it. And within a few years, it brought a lot of freedom to our lives. We have way more involvement in our daughters' lives. We were both able to transition out of our full-time roles and work on our business full-time. And with that, now I help a lot of other healthcare professionals learn how to passively invest in real estate and retire early. And so really the whole premise of the book, Passive Profits, is to teach healthcare professionals how they can passively invest in real estate.
This is so good. So you literally went from a full-time W-2 nurse climbing the corporate ladder to, okay, we need another way to generate revenue so we can be more present for our daughters. You turned that into an experiential project, which was real estate. That real estate turned into a business. And now you wrote the book on how to do real estate for the people that you once were.
Absolutely. That's it.
Okay, I love this. So talk to me about this. Why and when did you decide, okay, we've seen success in real estate, we've left our jobs. When was it time for you to say, how do I now make this into another vehicle to get my reach expansion? Why did the book become an option for you at that time?
Yeah, so it really stemmed from me having the same conversation over and over and over. So I, with our real estate business, my husband and I, we flip apartment complexes, and in that we allow investors to come and passively invest alongside it with us. So people who necessarily, they see the value in real estate investing, but they don't want to go out there and find the property and get the financing and manage the tenants' toilets and trash, but they still want to be a part of the investment vehicle. So through these real estate syndications, it allows people to pool together and go out and buy real estate assets that they normally couldn't buy on their own. So most people don't know this, but the Empire State Building is one of the largest real estate syndications. So it's bought by a lot of different people. And so I help healthcare professionals who want to jump in our investments. And for me, it's a lot of first-time investors. So people who have no idea really how real estate investing works, like what cash flow is, appreciation, like what are the tax benefits. And so I start really at a high level, and I always start with mindset about, you know, why this investment vehicle is so beneficial, like how it compares to the stock market and where the majority of people are investing their money. And I tell my story in it. I weave in a lot of different scenarios about projects setbacks, things that have gone great, things that have gone unplanned and unexpected, and how we've overcome, and share, yeah, all those details in the book.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This sounds like this is information that could be valuable for anybody, not just people in healthcare. Is that true to assume that the information you have will work for anybody, but you just chose to specialize on people in healthcare because that is where you came from and you have some credibility and relatability in that industry?
Yes, exactly. So it really is applicable to anyone. I have non-healthcare professionals who invest in our real estate deals. You do not have to be a nurse or a doctor to invest in them. The only difference is, I would say that throughout the book is I share different clinical examples and scenarios that apply to healthcare professionals. But honestly, even a layperson can come in and understand what preventative medicine is, which really how I talk about investing and real estate and that type of stuff. So little stories in there with the healthcare flair, but no, it is really a book for anyone.
See, this is what I love here. Okay. And I'm going to dig deep into this because a lot of people, when they think about writing a book, they're like, I have this knowledge. It could help everybody. And they try to create the most general version, which is still a helpful book. However, what's happened for you is you said, okay, it is applicable to everybody. Anybody could invest with us, and you do have people doing that. So the coolest thing though is you said, but I know my lane. I know where I'm best suited to help people, and I know where I can find the right people and relate to them and get inside their head and really, really help them because I understand them. And that has made you a leader in this particular space. So talk to me about this. Because I love that you went niche specific, even though the advice could be more generalized. Did you feel any hesitation or any concern in going more niche specific? Or did you realize that the market was still plenty big for you, even in the healthcare space?
Yeah, the market is definitely plenty big. And for me, even going out and establishing a personal brand 2020, which is when I created Net Worth Nurse, which is my social media handle and website, it was, yeah, how can I go out and share this information in the most genuine way possible? For me, it was very... I was very hesitant to come in front of the camera and share my story and share everything that we were doing. And for me, it was very important to do it in the most genuine way possible, speaking to my people, my community, and the healthcare community is it. So yeah, the book follows in that fashion. It's just really where I see a huge opportunity. Healthcare professionals are making really good money and don't know what to do with it. I was working as a nurse manager throughout the COVID pandemic. And when we had to shut down our surgery centers and lay off staff because elective cases were closing, like it opened my office door to hundreds of conversations with healthcare professionals who were making great money, but living paycheck to paycheck, and people who have never set up a budget because they don't want to look at where their money is going. And to me, it was so disheartening to see people who could literally save lives struggling this much with their finances. And so it's always been, it's more than a book, you know, it's a mission of mine.
Oh, Savannah, this fires me up. Okay. Let me get practical here for a second, right? You're having these conversations over and over and over again, right? You're in 2020, you start to open yourself up to these conversations. You're building your real estate portfolio. You're learning how to do all this stuff. What is the one thing that you would encourage people if they were like, oh shit, okay, I've already heard enough. She's so knowledgeable. Like, what is that first thing? You mentioned mindset, but what is that first thing that we should be researching about or thinking about or doing if we're interested in exploring real estate as a potential investment vehicle?
Yeah. So definitely starting with the returns. So the education piece of understanding what return metrics are, ROI, return on investment, average annualized return, what is cash flow? Because then at that point, when you understand how those metrics work, then you can adequately compare real estate investments to the stock market or IRA or gold or different investment vehicles. So I always start with the returns first, and I've created blogs on that. There's a whole chapter dedicated into it in the book. And then at that point, you really have a solid foundation to go forward.
Is there, I can hear people asking this question because I always know when I'm looking at making various different investments, one of the areas that I look at is, well, what is that investment, right? And when you're thinking about real estate, there's obviously different ways to do it. When you're investing in companies, when you're investing in, you know, different retirement accounts, there's different amounts that you can contribute. There's different minimums, maximums. There's different strategies behind it. What would you say, and I know this is not a one size fits all answer, but what would you say tends to be a minimum amount that you encourage people to be able to invest to make it worth it for themselves in the long run?
Yeah. So your minimum investments usually start out at around $50,000. I have gone down to $25,000 on certain deals, depending on how many investors I have in it, but usually $50,000. And our goal is to 100% ROI in like 3 to 5 years. So giving you that $50,000 back plus another $50,000 on top of that. And our average annualized returns usually come out anywhere between 15 to 25%. And that's the number that you'd want to compare to the stock market, which historically does around 6 to 7%. So this is just a different way that people can diversify their investments and grow their money at a lot better rate.
Awesome. Awesome. When you were writing this book, right, you mentioned it's bigger than a book. It's a mission that you have. Were there any moments, turning points, or standout like moments where you were like, holy shit, like this book is so much more than just a book?
Yeah, I mean, definitely putting the final pieces on it. And for me, when I first started out writing on it, I was just writing different chapters for different conversations that I was always having, you know, like the returns, as I mentioned, like different benefits of real estate investing as a whole, like logistically, how does a real estate syndication work? And I was just throwing out different chapters, and it was actually working with an author coach and like putting it in order of kind of telling a story and making it beneficial for the readers to understand at a high level. Like once that was done, that was a big, big moment for me of like, yes, this is going exactly where I want it to.
I love it. I love it. And then you launch it, right? Talk to me about what the launch experience was like for you. Talk to me about like, what are some of the things that happened during launch week? What were you feeling? What were the emotions? What were the results? Like, give us a little behind the scenes into the Passive Profits launch.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really cool to see how much support I have in the community that I've grown. I mean, support from friends and family always, but you know, people who I haven't heard of who are coming out and saying they bought my book. I shared it at the hospital that I work with on the unit. And now every time, you know, I'm going into work and nurses are telling me that they love it, that, you know, it's easy to understand. They feel like they're having a conversation with someone. It's very relatable. And to me, like that feedback is everything, because that was my whole purpose of the book, was to make it very relatable, conversational, easy to understand. I know a lot of stuff when it comes to finances and investing, it can be very dense and dull and hard to get through. And I didn't want that to be the case with my book.
Yeah. Yeah. How, with that, you know, it's obviously fun and you're still in the beginning stages of, now that you have the book, you get to experience all of the amazing things and you're already seeing some of those things come to fruition, right? The people recognizing you, the people getting more excited, the people seeing and being like, oh my gosh, I read your book, that you don't even really recognize or know. What for you is the goal? If we look ahead now, where do you want the book to take you? And have you already started to see the path open up for you and the doors start to open up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, I want, my biggest goal is I want healthcare professionals to know that there's alternative ways to build wealth, that they don't have to sacrifice their physical and mental well-being to pick up double time in the hospital, because that's literally what healthcare professionals think they have to do to build wealth. And it is such a disadvantage, because there are so many ways that you can put your money to work to grow for you. So really changing that mindset in the healthcare system, showing that there's alternative ways to invest, that there are great people out there doing things that you can be a part of, that there's ways that you can be involved in real estate investing without actually having to go out and do all the work yourself.
I love that. I love that. I feel like there's like two big parts of your whole book, right? Like one is really that, okay, I want to educate and make sure that the education is accessible to everybody, because it first starts there, right? Mm-hmm. If people don't understand or don't believe real estate's possible for them, it doesn't matter how great of an opportunity you have, because the education isn't there, right? Mm-hmm. So you have that like mission aspect to get the book in the hands of the people who need it, right? Yeah. And then you also have that secondary aspect, which is you know, building on the personal brand, growing the business, getting additional investors, and really having, once people have the education, enabling them to be able to make the best decision and potentially work with you, invest with you, and continue to learn from you in various different capacities, right? So like, I think that that's a really awesome, awesome approach to doing that. And as we go further here, Savannah, I would love to know, you know, when you talk about real estate, you talk about the mindset, you talk about all these tactical things and understanding the numbers here, okay? What do you feel is the thing that stops people most from being willing to learn or being willing to invest in real estate?
Yeah, past experiences, really people, other people who are kind of instilling fears in them. There's a lot of taboo and stigma around money. There's a lot of negative emotions that are usually involved in it that are passed down from influential people in our lives, whether it be our parents or other like leaders or significant people. And so we realize that a lot of our own attitudes around money really aren't even our own. And so there's a lot of, I encourage people to shift the mindset of using money more as a tool. So once you understand how it works, I mean, you can play the credit card game and realize that you can tap into an absurd amount of points to get cash back or do free travel, certain things like that. Like there's ways that you can leverage debt, especially in real estate, to go out and buy an asset 10 times bigger than you could normally do anywhere else. I mean, there's not a lot of other assets that allow you to do that, where real estate investing, you can literally leverage debt in the form of a mortgage or a loan to go out and buy a high cash flowing asset. And so a lot of different opportunities there that, yeah, I'm just shedding light on.
Yeah, this is great stuff. And with real estate, like I wanna kind of nerd out a little bit on the investing side of it. Obviously, if you are running a syndication, right, you mentioned that all the people that that invest with you, they don't really have the time or necessarily they don't need to be the ones looking for the deals, sourcing the deals, et cetera. They're able to invest and you guys are the ones that pretty much do the flipping and the fulfillment of the deal, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious here, when it comes to that, like, what are the benefits of that? Do the people that invest with you get the same type of benefit that you get as the, whatever it would call, the primary owner of said property or whatever the right terminology is?
Yeah. So huge benefits in regards to the returns. The deals are structured a little bit differently. I mean, the risk that involved is a lot less. So when you're a passive investor in a real estate syndication, you're not completely liable for the entire loan as you would be if you went out and bought an investment property on your own. So there's a lot less risk involved and then higher returns, especially when you start getting into multiples, like multifamily apartments, commercial real estate, when there's many units under one roof, there's a lot less expenses and a lot more income coming in. And so overall, the numbers are just a lot better. So there are, yes, you're still getting a lot of the benefits with really a lot less risk than you would have in the active role of real estate.
Amazing. Amazing. So for anybody that is, let's do finish with two pieces of advice. For anybody that is thinking about wanting to write a book based on their experiences so that they don't have to answer the same questions a million times, and they know that they can help people in the process by writing this book, what would be your number one piece of advice for someone who's considering writing a book, but isn't sure if now's the right time or isn't sure if it is the right path for them?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, really, books are the best, right? I mean, they're just a concrete piece of education that people can turn to. I would say, I mean, when people ask, when's the best time to buy real estate? The answer is always now. So I would say, if you're thinking about writing a book, then the answer would be do it now. Yes, logistically, there's things that you have to learn and do. And I think, I mean, joining forces with someone like Big Idea to Bestseller, you have a lot of help and support with that. I mean, there was aspects of the publishing journey that I didn't understand. And to be honest, didn't really care to understand. I was more interested in having someone else kind of push through those obstacles with me. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Don't feel the pressure of thinking that you have to go at it all alone. I mean, even working with an author coach was extremely beneficial just to get another set of eyes, another interpretation, perception, feedback, all that good stuff. So yeah, I would say if you're even thinking about it, then go for it.
Amazing. And for everyone that wants to learn more about you and wants to get the book Passive Profits, where do they go? How can we learn more about you? How can we continue to receive advice from you throughout our journeys?
Yeah, so Net Worth Nurse, that's my social media handle on pretty much all platforms. So Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, yes, even TikTok. And my website is networthnurse.co. And that is really the best place to get in touch.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Savannah, this has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I love talking about, you know, the real estate side of things, but also the book side of things. And I think something that you just did really well throughout this whole process was being able to understand, hey, I once didn't know what my options were and I found a way. And I want to make sure that every person in healthcare has the same opportunity to learn what I learned and not have to work double time all the time, like you said. I think that's very, very commendable. I think the way you structured the book was beautifully. I think the way you thought about the process was great. And so I just want to say thank you for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And there you have it, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed listening to Savannah talk about her book, Passive Profits, as well as giving you a little insight into how you can get started in real estate, even if you don't know a whole lot about it. So make sure to grab a copy of Passive Profits. And here is my challenge to you. My challenge to you is to ask yourself, what have you gone through? What are the experiences and the transformations that you've lived? And then how can you turn that into something new? And if that triggers a book idea, then boom, you have it. All right, you guys, that's what I got for you today. I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to BigIdeaToBestseller.com. That's www.BigIdeaToBestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!